to investigate and to find in there the Chochmas Abayra. Went through Adam, the Guf of the Nefesh, we went through the Bahamas, then we went through the different aspects of nature, light and dark, the stars. Now he's going to discuss nefeshtika aspects of the Bahamas. He's focusing here more on the toivos that one sees in the Bria, as opposed to, obviously, Mamedi will come to understand the Chochmah, but that's not his focus. He keeps interchanging between the Chochmah Haneres Bebria and the toivos Harabosh Elokim Eitiv L'Adam. It's an observation that needs further investigation. V'achas ha-toivos ha-rabbi shalakim meitiv la'odom hid she-matel etz e-mosoy al yeser balechayim ha-mazikim. There's a fear that dangerous animals have. Kamo she-rema u-marachem v'chitchem yeh al kol chayos ha-aretz k'day she-atinuk yeh mugon mi-chatu v'achba k'yoy tzibor. There's a certain protection that a baby has from the cats and the achbarim or whatever, because Hashem places a fear on these creatures. You know, with the woman standing on the table, on the dining table, screaming, there's a mouse in the room. Who do you think is more scared, her or the mouse? You know? You tell my wife, the mouse is more scared of you. Like the Israeli mouse stand there looking at you, you know, it's not so simple. Anyway. V'arayash Hashem lo sulatam koyach ruchoni meyuchad zeh. And a proof that Adam has this, he calls it a koyach haruchani. Unique. Sheramiyad kesh Adam meis ein hu mugon bifnei balechayim amazikim. The minute he dies, he's not protected anymore from balechayim amazikim. Kamo shamru chazal tinuk ben yoyim chay einu tzarich l'shoyim min achbarim. A day old baby, you don't have to go out from the achbarim. Oig Melech Haboshon, Meis, Tzarech Rishmonim Achborim. Oig Melech Haboshon, he dies, you got to guard him from the Achborim. They'll come and eat him up very quickly. The vultures that come and swirl around a dead creature or whatever and come and eat it, won't go near it if it's still alive. Shedema Mareichem Vechitchem Ye, calls man She Adam Chai, E Mosoim, Vitelis El Abrios, Kiven She Meis Botle Mosoim. Certain natural fear that the animals have for an Adam. I wouldn't use it to go starting up with the lions and the tigers, but you know, I wouldn't rely on it too much, because we've lost the tzura of Adam. The problem is we've lost the tzura of what's called Adam. Aval, a person who still has the tzura of Adam, we saw by Daniel and the so that's one of the things that we see. It's a koyach haruchni that you see in the world, that all these dangerous creatures are somehow have this inbred fear of us. V'achar advarim shalech lahavchin b'kol abruim hal yoinim v'tachtoinim mikatnam v'aldoilom. Another thing that a person needs to discern in all the creation, higher worlds, lower worlds, small, big, who are koyach habilti nira shebehem. It's almost indiscernible koyach that they have. Shall yodo mitneg seidu shleimus habriya kulo. Veinachushim agashmin masigimoisay. The physical senses can't grasp it, and it's this koyach that is moving mitneg the entire bria. Vu koyach hatnua vahishtanut shebakol habriim mekavim ma'abasa yisoidus. The power of movement. We see the movement taking place, but we don't see what it is that's moving it. And the changes that take place in the creatures all the time that are made up of the Abba Yisoidus. Shall Yodo Hamashanim es Makoimam or is Tsurosom. They change their place or they change their shape. It's taking place all the time, and it's totally indiscernible. this thing called movement. And it's another thing we take very, very for granted, but you can't discern it with the five senses. None of the five senses can grasp this koyach. Don't mix it up with movement itself. We discern movement all the time. The trees are moving, I'm moving, my hands are moving. Couldn't talk if my hands weren't moving. Aval the koyach of tnuah, you can't see. What causes that thing to move? We don't see it. We can't even understand what he's talking about. That's how subtle it is. Rak ha-seichel masig o'isoy emtsiut ha-shinu b'mokum o'b'tzura. The seichel understands if there was a shinu mokum or a shinu tzura, yeah, there must have been some koyach that created and moved it. She'oysa kein masigim ha-chushim. V'lulay koyach ha-ishtano zeh, lo ha-hayu mishave v'lo ha-yoylech li'ibud. If it wasn't for this koyach of change, this thing called change in the world, nothing could be and nothing could cease to be. Af echad me'advarim ha-mitzoyim ba'olam. Nothing in the world, because nothing could move, nothing could change. V'achad ha-filosofim omar, roiv ha-teve nimtza b'matzav shel ishtonis tmidis. Roiv ha-teve nimtza b'matzav shel ishtonis tmidis. Most of the world is in a constant state of change. I'm not sure of the numbers anymore, I forget these things, but the human body alone, is a new body every how often? Whether it's doctors, physiologists, yeah? The cells are dying and regenerating themselves how many times every... It's the body you had a few months ago is not the body you have now. It's continually changing. The world is in a constant state of change. Okay, so now it gives you homework. When you will understand the secret of the power of movement, and you grasp and understand the truth and the spiritual nature of this thing called tnuah, that's your homework. And you know that it's one of the wonders of the wisdom of Hashem. And you recognize the enormous chesed that you can move. As is bore lecho, then it'll become clear to you. So you have to do four things. You've got to tovin esoy koyach ha-tnua. You've got to be taskil esayemes varuchne shelo. And you have to be teida, that it's one of the wondrous things of Hashem's chokhmah. And then you'll recognize the enormous chesed in it. Then it'll become clear to you. All the changes and movements that you have in your life, big and small, physical ruchnias, kulam kshuras b'chefetz aboris baruch. They are all bound to the desire of Hashem. Banagosav ritzoyno, the way He conducts and wants, prat lebechiras atoivo ra. Except for your bechira, that limited bechira you have to choose between tov and ra. Sha'isa masa l'rishuscha. That's left over to your domain. Hashem doesn't interfere there. Kedei shi'e makam l'schav o'inish. So that there's place for schav o'inish. Because if there's no bechira, there's no schav o'inish. So the Rambam wrote a whole book on this four lives. In the Shmona Parkim, the Rambam goes into enormous length discussing this yesod. Nothing you do, stand up, sit down, walk, go, unless it's kosher to bechira, has anything to do with you, it's all Hashem. And to come to that realization, you have to go through four stages. And he lists the four stages here, and this paragraph is a whole, that's what I told you, he's giving you a lot of homework here.
Someone who wants to go to the Bet HaKnesset, it's him or it's HaKadosh Baruch
Hu? Depends why he wants to go. If it's a bechira decision to go, then it's him. But if it's not within his Bechira, and I'm not going into that now, that you have to see Rav Dessler, what's called his Nekudat HaBechira, there's nothing to do with him. The Rambam says that Mefurish, and he just said it here as well. Kulam Kshurois Bechifetz HaBoris Baruch. It's bound into the Rotson of Hashem. Okay, that gives you more homework. When this is clear to you, I don't know where that's going to be, but when you've gone through these four stages and you've got to this clarity, when that's all clear to you, start paying attention, keep a diary of all the changes and movements in your situation. Then remember this bond that Hashem has bound you to Him on His Ratzon and His Hanoga, and you'll be embarrassed from Him and you'll fear Him. When you'll hand yourself over to His judgments with a good heart, with a good rotzon, knowing and being certain that everything He's doing is for the good. Mentioned many times that he discusses that the Tochen comes through Shara Bechina very strongly. And you will be happy with his greatest and you will come with them forever. And then you'll come to recognize, you'll understand that Hashem is very satisfied and happy with you. And your end will be good. Suddenly he goes on a whole sidetrack here of being Mechazik B'tochen. Unbelievable piece of paragraph. Starts off by discussing simple thing, movement, change. You see change and movement, we take it for granted, it's happening all the time. Happening all the time. And he proves to you that you have no idea what that is. And it's kuli ruchni and you can't grasp it with your five senses. And then he tells you four levels of understanding you need to grasp with this. And when you get that, then you'll be a Baal B'tochen. So why do I have to be embarrassed and fear Hashem all the time just because I recognize this quality? So he said the Ma'apel L'Nefesh, he says, Ma'acha she'tovin p'kol t'noyscho ha'katnas v'ha'godlois, ha'glois v'nishtorois, when you come to recognize and understand that all your movement, big and small, hidden and revealed, kulan min hogus al-yedei rotzen ha'boire, it's all moving via the rotzen of the boire, you'll be embarrassed and terrified to be over anything that Hashem wants you to do using that koyach that He gave you. The only reason I can lift up my hand now to do an aveira is because Hashem gave me the koyach, giving me the koyach to do that. You're not embarrassed? Somebody gave you $1,000 and you use that to print a whole, you know, put a chet up all over town telling everybody what a rosha he is? You're embarrassed? Someone gives you a present for $1,000 and you use the money to motzi shem rahim all over town. That's what it's like. You take the koyach Hashem gave you to move, to speak. You're speaking Lashon Hara. Where did you get the koyach to speak from? You're not embarrassed? So that's how you understand. If you still don't believe me that you don't know what movement is, explain to me how you lift up your hand. That's all. I lifted up my hand. How do you do that? Anybody explain to me how they did that? How did you lift up your hand? You wanted to lift up your hand. What happened? It just like shot up. How do you do that? So if you think about it, you'll see all you did was want. This happens very quickly, so it's hard to track. All you did was want to lift up your hand, and then a whole complex set of processes kicked in that lifted up your hand automatically, and you had nothing to do with that ultimately. No? You want to lift up your hand, so the brain sends out an electrical impulse which creates a whole bunch of chemical responses. I don't know anything, I've never studied biology, so I'm not even about this. But I assume this is what happens, yeah? If anybody knows more about this, just tell me. we can get one of the doctors, you know, to explain the neurological processes. But you, something kicked in your head that you want to lift up your head. That sends out a message to whatever it needs to send out a message to. That creates all these electrical and chemical processes that sends messages all the way down into the nerve endings and the muscle in your head and lifts up your head. You know how to do that? And how to track that? That's just lifting up your head. That's nothing. What about the thoughts that we have in our heads? What about the spiritual aspirations that we feel in our emotions? You know how to do that? It's all Hashem.
But he's saying that Hashem, that moment is lifting up my hand, or he already put it in my software that I would be able to do it by myself?
That's Hashem lifting up your hand now. That's what we call Elokim. That's Hashem sitting there pulling all the strings like the puppet master. Going, turn your head, lift up. It's kosher to that. It's not detached. That's the Shtalshulis. That's the holy Shtalshulis of the Korach. From Yud Kei Vav Kei all the way down. All of controlling that. If I pull the string here, the vibrations that run down that string started here and worked the way down. It's all kosher. It's connected. It never meant a text for 1 second. All Hashem. But that Nefesh HaChayim inside you is connected and bound through the Shtalshulis and this Kashrus all the way back to the Yud Kei Vav Kei. Once again, I don't know exactly how it runs. I don't know. Yes. you have to go through the Nefesh HaChaim properly. The Nefesh HaChaim discusses this at length. You know, so not exactly, but in Achinami.
How does this
start? That's why he uses the Loshon. The Loshon is Ma'od Meduyak. So 1 second. Kulan Kshurais Bechevet Zavoyre. In Achinami, the Nefesh is in there, but you know that at the lowest level of the Nefesh, the Yud Kei Vav Kei is there as well.
I'm trying to make memory. Where did we say this? Did say this in this class, that people can, on their Bechira, decide how much Hashem is in your life or not.
That's Bechira. That's what I said. I want to go down to Bechira.
Yeah, but how does this touch with Bechira? Because
there's nothing to do with Bechira. This is talking about things that are outside your Bechira. This is out of your control. That's what he just said.
Even if somebody doesn't want Hashem in his life, still this is going to be made for
you. You're going to have a hard time getting rid of Hashem. The biggest up he calls him, Hashem's watching them very closely. They're in for a big fright when they meet him. It's not going to be pleasant. How much he can rely on Hashem is another story. But the biggest up he carries, the biggest denier of Hashem, can't deny Hashem or write his essays about denying Hashem unless Hashem's giving him the courage to do that. He's nothing without Hashem. Where did he get the koich to deny Hashem from? Listen, Sanity writes, I'm descended from a monkey essay. Where did he get the koich to do that from? Now, it's complex because some of that is tied into Bechira as well. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to go down Bechira. Bechira is a whole sugi on its own, and eventually we'll have to get around to doing that one day.
What makes a Kadosh Baruch Hu will give koach or not?
That's the Rotzon Abayre. The Chochma Abayre will decide what this person needs. Rahman al-Tzlan, you have somebody who's paralyzed, God forbid.
Yeah. Exactly, I was going to
ask. So once again, he still has a lot of koyach hatnua taking place in him. His heart's still beating, the blood's still flowing, there's a lot of movement. But it's a crude example to understand that lack of movement. Why did Hashem take away the koyach of movement from him in those particular limbs? That's the Gzeira Abayre, that's what Hashem. Why can some people see, some people can't see, some people smell, some people have this koach, some people have that koach. That's it. So that koach is boy in the shemaim that we don't understand.
Thank you.
This is a big sugya here. And this has to lead you to Vapatach Pashem Chesed Yisov Avenu. When we were learning Shara B'Tochen, I remember we did this. I showed you this when we were learning Shara B'Tochen. One morning, I remember we went through this stikul here before. Find time to think. That's the secret of life. Think. Ami lom is boinon. That's the taina to Klal Yisrael. That's Yirmiyahu. Ami lom is boinon. My nation doesn't think. That's Hashem's biggest taina against us. Why don't you think? Those are people who still knew how to think. They just weren't. We don't even know how to think anymore. The computer is also a subject that needs bechina. The chokhmah, the wisdom that you see in the computer is also the chokhmah abayra. You can understand the chokhmah, the abayra, by understanding. And the computer is nothing. The computer is nothing. The greatest supercomputer today that they have in America can do 1 trillion cheshbonos a second. Anybody want to contradict me? You can, because I get these figures here and there, and I don't know if I'm not exactly 100% right. Might be 1 trillion cheshbonos in a second and a half. I don't know, you might know more about this stuff. That's what I heard, 1 trillion cheshbonos a second. That's what these things can do today. In the nucleus of the cell, there's things called proteins. Once again, correct me if I'm wrong here, but this is how I remember it. In there is a thing called a protein fold. It's a certain tenure that these proteins need to make. Yeah, in order to keep the nucleus of the cell going. And if one of those tenures is not right, the cell deforms. And then you have problems starting, right? The cheshbonos that are required for one protein fold, okay, would keep that supercomputer busy for 1 million years. Okay? And the body is doing it like that, and there's billions of these things in the body. Okay? And that's just one thing called the protein fold. That's what they know today. And what's underneath the protein fold that they haven't discovered? Another little chochem that they haven't worked out yet? So this was published in one of the science journals or whatever. In response to this, the month later, somebody wrote in, and his response was, it's a mistake. It's a mistake. It can't be, because if it's true, then you're just blowing evolution out the world. Because there's not enough time, even according to their cheshbonos, for one protein fault to have happened. It's trillions and trillions and trillions of years for one protein fault. There's not enough paper in the world to write down that cheshbon. You could start writing that cheshbon now, you wouldn't finish in billions of years. So he got back and said, they're wrong. Your cheshbon's wrong. That was his entire taina against this cheshbon. Yeah, fine, you said it. No, he didn't answer that. That's not how the Zapikoyos came back. He just came back and said the guy's wrong. And they print that? Come back and show why he's wrong. You know, shame that he's 1 and 1 is 2, it's not 3. The guy made a basic error somewhere. No, just wrote back and said, you must be wrong. And they're makabel. He must be wrong, because it can't be. Because if you prove them wrong, then you must be wrong. That's a pashut. Hello, also. But that's a, I could be wrong on the numbers here, but I mean, it could be a million years or a billion years. I don't know, whatever it is, it doesn't make any difference. The vault's a vault. I have to go look it up again. I heard this from Rabbi Freim Waxman, so this is not my Chiddush. He has all this stuff at his fingertips. Am I kashur to him? I listen to his shiri. I promised myself when I go to America next time, I'm going to try and do everything I can to meet him. I really want to meet him.
I was just wondering if he ever comes here, maybe.
He does come. No, there's no ways he'll come. There's no ways. You can forget about it. He comes to see his Talmidim, whatever. You can't. You can. There's not enough money in the world to get him to move out of what he's doing. What are you talking about? No, he never leaves Monsen. He only comes to Israel to spend one Shabbos with his Talmidim. Yeah, he has a tish Monsen Shabbos when he goes straight back. Fantastic, unbelievable Jew. So I have a friend in America who's very close to him, and he promised me that when I go to America again, he'll arrange. I just don't want to discuss with him. But he's a bok in Kula Torah. He's fully versed in all the Litvish, Hasidish. He's unbelievable, and he's a fantastic musician as well. His songs are mamish. Honey. And he's an American who understands. You dropped something there. He's an American, which means he understands what we need to hear. You know, he knows how to talk to us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day, Rav Nachman.
Metro Refine Waxman.
You imagine?